See, yes, this is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel, is Young there?
Young Yi is the owner of the company. He does not answer a solicitation. What is it regards to?
Okay. It's about some financing the company's done back in 2013.
Okay. Finance for...
It looks like it might have been some capital or maybe equipment. I'm not sure.
Okay. And...
are you? Do
you
handle
those? If
you
tell me what your intention is, I may be able to help you out, giving it to the right person.
No, yeah, that I was trying to talk to Young. Is there like an office manager, or controller I can speak with? If Young's not available.
That loan is regards to machine finance. You gotta talk to me. It pays a finance in terms of a property and building, and you have to talk to somebody else. He had his daughters and sons who take care of his property and all the real estate. So if he tell me what your intention is, I can the right person if you want
Daniel, you said that you handle that. I can speak with you. My name's Danny and I'm with Cardiff, and we had sent out some finance offers based off that previous financing to Open Bank, and it was essentially for equipment finance and working capital.
In 2013, it was a $500,000 equipment we financed through Open Bank. Yes, we did.
Okay. Well, we have you guys pre-approved for some equipment finance and working capital as well. I wanted to touch base and kind of see, are you guys looking to add on equipment anytime soon?
As always. But we are pre-approved and had a loan assignment agreement with the Bank of America for $1.5 million as of right now. That we are allowed to spend in the next 2 years.
Oh, okay. So you have like a line of credit?
Yes.
And how much did you say it was?
1.5.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's quite a big line. And how much you guys use that up?
Not yet. We just got it.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so what are you guys' plans? Are you looking to expand?
CNC machinery, we usually spend about somewhere between $500,000 to $1 million a year reinvesting.
Okay.
Part of our project, and we've been doing this for 2 years.
Great.
We have planned to do next another 2 more years. We were considering some. We use machine finance company such as Magellan, TCF. Although their interest rates are slightly higher.
Yeah.
They get the UCC from the machine, and they don't put any pressure financially within a company.
Yes.
So it was a good way to do. But now our company is more stronger in financially, that we are able to use a line of credit.
Yeah, and
so we have been talking to Bank of America where they had a machine leasing program as well as a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
So we apply for it, and yes, that's what we are working with right now.
Oh, okay, great. And so with those $500,000 jobs or plans, how much is that? What do you guys make off those? Do you make around double it, or what do you do?
It's a line of credit. As we send out purchase machinery, we send the invoice to them, and they will
pay
directly to the vendors.
No, exactly.
Use any of them? I did not use any of them yet.
No, exactly. I was just saying, like with these CNC machines, like how much do they make the business? Like if you get a new machine, how much do you guys make? Like your return on investment?
Most of the equipment that we are doing this year, is because of our minimum wage is going up. Bottom line is our labor cost will go up by 50%. Mathematically, right?
Yeah,
minimum wage is $10. It was $15, so it was a raise.
Yeah.
Hold on one sec.
Okay, and has it been busy all 6 years for you, or is it kind of slowed down? It's slowed down? Are you Mrs. Chang, by chance?
I can get it.
Okay. What is your name again?
Guarantee. They will pay less money going to window company. Okay? Because we don't deal with a cheap stuff. Sorry about that.
No problem.
Okay, so, what else can I do you for?
No, you're talking about how it's going to help labor. So these machines, I'm guessing, they're going to eliminate employees.
Yes, automatization.
Oh, okay, so you don't have to have an employee running them?
Yes, well, instead of having two guys making $15 per hour, I could pay one guy make $30 per hour.
Oh, wow.
To come out faster and more accurate and more cleaner. So that was
okay. No, that's great. That sounds like a great plan for you guys. You know, what's the name of those CNC machines?
There's many of them. We are evaluating one machine from CMS Brembara, out of Italy. Intermec, Burmex, out of Italy. Out of Italy, actually. There's another company called Top Drills. Here in the state. But they by far they were more expensive than any other one, so I'm not considering that yet.
Yeah.
Things like
okay.
that.
Okay, cool. Yeah, like I said, I just want to, you know, reach out. We do equipment finance, we're like that, and we also do working capital as well, and we're able to free up 10 to 15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash, and it's, you know, exactly like a line of credit in the sense that you can use it when you need it, but it's better in the sense that we can get you qualified for more, you know. Even though you do have, I mean, it sounds like you're well off. So if you did have any more plans where you need, you know, some extra capital or are looking at more equipment, we could definitely help you out if there's something Bank of America going to do. But yeah, Daniel, do you have an email? I can send you some info you have in your back pocket.
You can send it to me at Daniel.
Okay.
At. Jasan, JASAN, US.com.
Okay. All right. I got it. I'll go ahead and shoot that over in about 15 minutes, and I'll check back in next quarter, you know, kind of see
sure
what you
thing.
How business is doing. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.